This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I am very excited about today's episode. One of my favorite things to do is connect with you guys one-on-one, just me and you having a conversation, which doesn't happen as much as I would love for it to happen, but this week has been jam-packed with one-on-one calls with people who went to Ascend, the Primal Potential Weekend Workshop in early January. Part of what that ticket included was a one-on-one call with me after the event to dial in strategy for execution. So that is something that I really enjoy, getting to talk to people one-on-one about where they're at and help them develop strategies for moving forward. There was something that came up on at least two of my calls yesterday that I think is so important. I mentioned it in the Ascend follow-up webinar as well, and I am going to share it with you in today's episode. Sidebar related to Ascend. I know most of you were not there. Either it was too far to travel or you didn't hear about it until afterwards. I have decided to make most of the workshops from Ascend, the audio from those workshops, available for purchase for those of you that were not there. But I am not putting them up on my site. So if you want to purchase the audio from the workshops as well as the workbook, email me, because I only want people to get them who are really serious about doing the work. So if I put them up on the site, then people are just going to buy them and I don't think they're going to get all they can out of them because maybe they're not serious about it. They're just more curious. If you are serious about creating change and want a tool to help you do that in a very meaningful way, I can't tell you how many people leaving Ascend said, this changed my life, which was the entire intention. You can email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com, put Ascend audios in the subject line, and I will give you that info, but it will not be up on the site, but they are available. Back to the calls from yesterday. I'm going to give one specific example to kick it off, though this came up in many different ways on a couple of the conversations. We first started talking about primary takeaways. What were one or two of the things that you left Ascend feeling like, oh my gosh, this is it for me. I need to do work in this area or with this tool or strategy. Then we moved on to, all right, we know where you're doing well. We know what really resonated with you. Let's take that knowledge and apply it to an area where you're struggling, where things feel hard. So I asked, what feels hard right now? Where do you feel like you're missing the mark or holding yourself back with your choices? And one of my clients said, and I'm sure this will sound familiar to many, if not most of you, she said, the evenings are still really hard. I'm starting my day off really well. I eat well all day, but I'm tired at night. I work really long days, 12 to 16 hours, 6 days a week. And when I come home, I'm not really thinking about my best choices. I just want to relax, and that often means overeating. I'm sure it's a lot of boredom, but it feels like no matter how good I am during the day, I check out and fall apart at night. I had another conversation just yesterday with a client who had a similar situation, but it wasn't nights, it was the weekends. She said, I crush it all week. I'm on point. I make good choices. I work out, and I know I'm making progress during the week, but I totally blow it on the weekend. The choices I make on the weekend, they're never worth it. I always regret it. And I find myself on Monday morning being like, really? Really? Another weekend of falling apart? She said, a few drinks turns into not caring about what I eat. And then I'm digging in the fridge and eating leftover pizza and waking up the next day feeling like I undid all the hard work I did all week long. I'm sure we can relate to one or both of those scenarios, at least the structure of them, even if the details are a little bit different. And the advice I gave to both of them was the same. And the advice had nothing to do with changing their behavior. My advice had nothing to do with making a better choice at night or on the weekend, which might surprise you, but hear me out. There are two things going on when we look at a choice, especially a choice that we later don't feel so good about. There is the choice itself, and then there is the story or the circumstances that precede the choice. When I talked about how my clients responded, you know, I work long days, I'm so tired, I work 6 days a week, or, you know, I just want to relax on the weekends, whatever it is, that is the setup. The story is the setup. It's the way we use our circumstances to justify our choices. It's how we explain and excuse the choice. I'm tired, I work these long days, or I'm so good all week, I've made progress all week. When we're trying to change, most of us put our energy and our attention on the choice. I need to eat less at night. I need to pay more attention. I need to close the kitchen. I need to drink less on the weekends. And that is a logical place to start. But for most people, I don't think it's the right place to start. I think the right place to start is by no longer committing to the story. No longer arguing for the circumstances that set up and justify the struggle. You are setting up the series of choices you don't want with this story. Here's what I told her. In the case of, you know, I work these long days and I come home at night, yada, yada, yada. I said, how many hours you work doesn't have anything to do with what you eat, how much you eat, and when you eat after work. They're not related. How many days a week you work or how good you've been all week is not actually related to what you put in your mouth, how much, and when. But you are telling yourself a story. You have created a belief system that says these circumstances lead to these behaviors. And it's not just descriptive, it's prescriptive. It is an instruction. So a powerful place to change that behavior is to stop telling that story, to stop arguing for that pattern. One of the ladies I was talking to yesterday is a tennis fan. She loves to play tennis, and I said, all right, think about what happens before you serve the ball. There is a certain setup. Your stance is a certain way, right? You're facing a certain way. You're holding your racket and the ball. You bounce the ball in a certain way. There is a setup, a lead-in, a particular pattern that precedes the outcome, the way you serve the ball. If you change the setup, you change the outcome. I remember growing up playing basketball, and when we would practice free throws, one of my coaches, I think he would say maybe BEEF or something was the acronym, but it was, I forget what the B was, maybe balance or ball or something like that, and it was eyes, elbow, follow through. It was the certain setup, your balance, you know, the fact that you're, you know, standing with your weight equally on both feet, your elbow is underneath your wrist, your eyes are on the basket, and you have to follow through. That was the setup that produced a certain outcome. If you change the setup, you get a different outcome. And most of us are seriously committed to, attached to a story, a setup, a framework, a set of circumstances that creates an outcome we don't want. So you have to stop telling that story of, I'm so good all week, but I fall apart on the weekend, or I work these long days, and when I come home, I just want to unwind. Stop telling that story. Stop attaching to the struggle. Stop arguing for the circumstances that you've decided justify the choice, justify the pattern of behavior. The story is what is leading to the behavior because it tells you when this thing happens, I act this way, and it's justified because of this. You can't hang on to it because when you do that, you're saying it's valid. It's justified. I make these choices because XYZ. And you're justifying the very thing you want to stop doing. And for as long as you feel it's justified, it's going to make sense for you to continue to make that choice. So you can focus on changing the choice, but it is very likely more impactful to just stop telling that story. Stop committing to the story you're using to justify and validate the choice. It's not related. It's just the way you've justified it and excused it. Step one is, I'm not telling that story anymore. When you catch yourself thinking, you know, I'm so good all week, but then the weekend No. I am not telling myself that story anymore, because that is no different than walking up to the free throw line and being like, okay, I've got my balance, I've got my elbow underneath my wrist, I've got my eyes on the back. No, do not tell that story anymore. And then the second approach is, I'm creating a new story. After a long day of work, I want to make choices that make me feel my best. That's the story. That's the setup. Because I'm so busy during the workday and I don't get to pay much attention to my meals because I'm racing around, I really make sure to slow down and savor them at night. I want to maximize my free time in the evening, so I choose to, or I have more time on the weekends, so it's easier for me to be more deliberate about my choices. Or I'm practicing finding that balance between pleasure and happiness instead of, once I start, I just can't stop. That is a story you've got to stop telling. Number one, stop telling the story that is the setup for the behavior you don't want. Number two, and you can do these separately, you can do them simultaneously, tell a different story, create a different story. And for you, this might not be related to evening or weekend eating. It might be the story you've been telling about hitting snooze. No matter how good my intentions are, when the alarm goes off, it's automatic. I just hit snooze. One, stop telling that story. Two, create a new one. Maybe it's not sticking to your budget. I have great intentions. I know what to do, but seems like every week something comes up. Stop telling that story. Create a new one. Or maybe it's related to skipping a workout or journaling or anything. One of the most powerful things we can do is no longer attach to, no longer make the case for, no longer argue in favor of the circumstances that set up the struggle. Don't tell that story anymore. Create a new one. And those two things, changing the setup, is going to be a powerful point of leverage for changing the behavior. All right, I am personally in podcast hustle mode right now, not literally as I record this, but in general, doing an episode a day so that I can get ahead, because I have a vacation coming up and I want to have those podcasts pre-recorded for the holidays in general, as well as for my vacation. One of the things I've done to set myself up for success, instead of telling the story, oh my gosh, I've been traveling so much and it's just so hard when I'm away, the story I've created to set up better choices is, I'm prepared to make great choices no matter where I am. I am prepared to make great choices no matter where I am. I've put together for myself, no joke, literally I've put together for myself, a little holiday essentials self-care packet that goes with me in my backpack. So whether I'm visiting family or I'm traveling or I'm home, I always have what I need to make a great choice. So I'm not putting myself in a situation where I feel like I can tell that story. Oh, well, you know, I just don't have control. For me, Thrive Market to the rescue here. I went on Thrive Market and I got a couple of boxes, so that I'm not running out, more than I need, of the Turkey Almond Cranberry Epic Bars. I really like those, as well as the Artisana Coconut Butter packets. You guys know I like that. I also got the Thrive Market brand cashews. They are amazing. I will say this about the cashews, though. I will not eat them out of the bag. I put them in a bowl. That is a rule for myself with nuts. They come out of a serving dish, not a bag, so I don't eat them when I'm driving or when I'm watching TV. No distractions out of a serving container. I talked about this in the mindful eating episode just a couple episodes ago. Nuts for me are one of those things that if I'm driving or if I'm watching TV or I'm eating out of the bag, oh my gosh, I just ate a pound of cashews. Well, that wasn't the intention. So I set myself up for success instead of saying, oh, once I start with the nuts, I just can't stop. Yes, I can. I eat nuts without distraction and I eat them out of a bowl or off a plate, period, the end. So in my little holiday essentials packet that I've created for myself, so I know I am prepared no matter where I am, no matter what is going on, Turkey Almond Cranberry Flavor Epic Bars, the Artisana Coconut Butter Packets, Thrive Market brand cashews. I say that because other cashews aren't good or are really, really expensive. So that's why I'm letting you know the brand. And then also, as silly as it sounds, my Fatco oil cleanser and moisturizer in there. And they always stay in my backpack because if I'm on a flight, I don't have to worry about checking because they're in the approved travel size containers, which makes my life so much easier. And because no matter how I'm feeling, let's say I'm stressed out or I'm tired, one of the things that instantly makes me feel better is washing my face and brushing my teeth. So that is like a little hack that can reset me mentally to dial back, slow down, do something small that's taking care of myself. That is what is in my little holiday essentials, because part of my story that sets me up for success is no matter where I am, I have what I need to make good choices. But that just doesn't happen by miracle. I have to be intentional about it. If you have not yet shopped through Thrive Market, if you go to thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, that's thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, on your first order, you save an additional 25%, and they already have the best prices. Plus, you get free shipping on that first order and a free 30-day trial membership. So, wanted to share that little tidbit with you, part of how I am creating my story. And final reminder, final for today's episode, final reminder, the Winter Fat Loss Fast Track 12-week group that I am making some freaking killer adjustments and modifications to. I'm so excited. It kicks off in early January, but I'm opening up registration to the wait list in mid-December because space is limited. I don't let anybody in the group more than the number of people I think I can reasonably respond to on a daily basis, because connection is my biggest priority there, making sure that I can really connect in a meaningful way with everybody that wants to connect with me. So if you are not on the wait list for the Winter Fat Loss Fast Track, get on it now, because that is where registration opens up. You can get on the wait list at primalpotential.com/wait18, primalpotential.com/WAIT18. And I will also link to that in the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com. Hope you guys have a great day. I will talk to you very soon. Think about no longer committing to that story and creating a new one that serves you and where you want to go. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.